Hello, everybody. Happy Friday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are focusing on the fifth pillar of coherence, which is space that manifests as justice. And I'm going to get started by lighting some Palo Santo just to clear our shared space. And as I do so, I want you to start deepening your breath. As you deepen your breath, tune in to where you are in physical space. Perhaps close your eyes or soften your vision if it feels right and it's safe to do so. What can you smell around you? What can you hear around you? What can you feel? Can you feel your clothes on your skin? Or maybe a cool breeze? Any sensory data that's coming in, let it bring you more and more into this present moment. And in a moment, I am going to ask you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far, really expanding your lungs. Whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in. Make it the deepest breath and exhale. And as you exhale, tune into the collective. All of the beautiful peoples sharing this ritual across space and time, sharing this space, this ritual, and this work. Allow your breathing to return to a normal pattern, and if it feels normal to do so, you may open your eyes or leave them closed, whatever you prefer. I'm going to begin shuffling our cards for the day. I want you to tune back into our theme of space that manifests as justice. Where are you in space right now? How do you take up space in the world? What space is your space, both physically and emotionally, intellectually, metaphysically? This pillar is a little bit more esoteric than some of the others, but it includes all sorts of things like home and safety and how those things turn into justice. What we allow in our energetic space, in our physical space, and what we're not okay with entering into our sacred space, and how we can support other people who maybe don't have the privilege to protect their space in the same way that we do. Okay, our card for today is Six of Swords in reverse. And of course, for those of you watching, I'm holding it up to the camera. For those of you listening, I will describe it. It is an image of a page paddling a woman and a child covered up by blankets across an ocean. And these six swords are almost plunged into the front of the boat. In reverse, it really is a message of slowing down. And I'm just letting things come up. I think bringing in the theme of justice, that this is really evocative of the impossibility of how that work feels right now. And I want to honor that. I want to honor that this idea of home and safety is more fraught now than maybe ever, at least in my lifetime, it feels like that. And there's a lot going on in our physical world right now. And I think that there is this mixture of the obligation to do something, but also the impossibility of what do I do? What do I say? And if you are someone who is experiencing these things directly, whether it be the new immigration policies that are coming out or the Palisades fires or any number of really, really horrific things that are happening in our space, you are allowed to pause. I think this card is just asking us to honor the pause. The work of social justice is not a fast one. And a friend I was talking to recently about this work was telling me how this isn't the first time that societies have been through this, and that for us, because it's in our lifetime, it feels so imminent, so pressing, so difficult, but that we have to take up faith and hope and remember that the good work that is being done by so many good people will prevail, as it always has. And within that faith and hope, we have to continue to take care of ourselves. We have to continue to rest and allow, and then take up arms again. If we have the privilege to do so, it is important to do so. But today can be a day of rest. And if anything in the news has come out recently, or anything that maybe just feels particularly difficult today, it's okay. And moving from this into our mantra for the day, inspired by the Six of Swords in reverse and our theme of justice, our mantra today is going to be, I am enough. You being who you are, trying your best, is enough and does move the needle. I'm going to ask us to take a deep breath together, and on the exhale, we are going to repeat our mantra of, I am enough. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And exhale, I am enough. Moving into our integrative practice for today, I am not going to give us one because I want to honor the idea of the pause. We don't need something else on our plates for today. You are enough, right here, right now. And I think our practice is going to be the lack thereof. Forgive any over philosophizing of that on my part, but that feels right. Thank you all so much for being a part of our daily ritual. Please let us know in the comments down below how today's ritual went, and please share this with someone who you think would enjoy this ritual or needs this reminder today. I am so excited to see you all right back here tomorrow, and until then, love. Our Daily Ritual is a daily podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Please give us a like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, or review wherever you may be watching or listening. If you're curious about the Cohere Collective, you can head on over to www.thecoherecollective.com to peruse our other content and offerings. Thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music, and as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently.